sottili.
Omnia solcent erat purus et subtilis. Nuovo mondo ederat faciem aprimis. Omnia solcent erat purus et subtilis.
Spellweavers, shakers of the bones, incessant scratching of pen to paper, furious clacking of two fingers are all on battered keys with letters worn bare, breathing magic into talking books where our words are brought to life, our minds never sleep. Words born on dreams and nightmares and visions and third eye vision. Breathing life into truth, manifestations of thought, complex thought made bite-size, consciousness given a hue, undulating pens bringing rivers, from arid sand. Fortifying voices grow up children into armed men and women. Our minds never sleep. Whispers in the dark brought into stark light. A gentle nudge coaxes thought to walk this way. Minds that never sleep, torments often not our own. Our own torments cleverly disguised as prose. Gut punching our own pain, ripping out and offering up our own bleeding hearts for one more like. And our minds, they never sleep. We are the griot. We've a world connected, and to each other connected evermore.
Snap, 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 snap. Do I just read? I think so.
Yes, it's a yes, you do. It's a speed round. Go ahead.
Sometimes when I'm just getting up and life is a little bit foggy, I can remember the perfume you wore. If I concentrate hard enough, I can see your smile looking down on me, telling me everything's going to be okay. When the nights are cold and I feel alone, I can just imagine the kisses you left on my cheek. But I don't remember your voice anymore. I can't remember how it gave me strength as a child. I've heard so many voices and so many sounds that pierce different parts of me. Even if I've only heard them once, it's like a memory I can't hold on to. Those 5 seconds where you're so immersed in your dream, and then it's gone before you could even say it out loud. This memory that was so vivid, complex, filled with life, is now a scattered screen of fragmented pixels, just daring you to find a pattern. Sadly, I become numb to the outside sources. They just don't fit the pitch I'm looking for. And even though I know that sound can never be repeated, I still remember your face, the favorite food you loved, the artist you would blast loudly as you rapidly cleaned the house. I can even remember your nickname for me. But the vibrations in which you spoke escaped me. I still carry your picture. It has never left my side, reminding me that no matter where I go, I will always have a piece of you, a recorded piece of history of the woman that gave me life, which I shall keep with me until the day that I die. And every time my heart feels like giving up, I can look in my wallet for the most valuable piece of parchment I own is a picture of you and me. Love you, Mom. Miss you, Mom. It's not poetry. It's the thoughts in my head that I share with the people who care. And peace.
Watch me in amazement as I take your inhibitions, turning them into competitions of the mind, taking my time to free you from your blindness, making you see there is no other like me, ripping you to shreds, making you beg for me to stop, making your pen drop from this lyrical flow, knowing on the front door of your imagination, no need to answer, I have the key to let myself in so we can begin this poetry in emotion. Watch as I feel every line in my book with emotions and feelings from years past, using each word, each subtext, allowing my readers to know what's coming next. A neurological way of thinking, explaining without referring to sex. I have a deeper vision, a bigger purpose, trying to reach the unreachable through my verbal wordplay, showing the word is not what you say, but how you say it. that can begin to turn around someone's day. In peace.
This beat rounds on us. Uprising Radio presents No Host Bars.
First take. It was love, my story, not hers. Sharing my diary, a confession, wanting the things I couldn't have, out of sort, left hanging, first impressions. I wanted her like a sequel, my heart on the line, second take, asking, how could you run away from the feelings living inside of me, my intentions, a pleasure bomb called deep, wanting for your love to be. I'm about to fix it. Next poet.
The music is the blues, tinted in various hues of soulful singers, guitar strings and vocal pings, plastic picks and hardened fingernails run the scale, up and down frets of regret, the pain of the skin they're in, southern comfort and heroin, raspy voices show the courses life has taken them, hard living, unforgiving tolls taken, back-breaking work in the heat of the Delta, the sweltering heat, Mississippi, Texas, so restless was the time, so convoluted was the mindset. The mentality had to be mind swept. Music had borders. In order for a brother like Jimi Hendrix to be heard, you had to step lightly or be considered absurd. Music was color bound, class with clear division, somehow to like more than one style. We were viewed as not having that provision. John Lee Hooker with his prolific licks struck a chord with more than his strings. All of a sudden, the blues became a European theme. Rock bands invaded us with our own music, twisted in ways the airway says, that's how we'll use this. Influence or downright stealing, either way, they found it very appealing. The skies opened up and we took flight. Jimmy saw the light. His blaring strings meant something over there. Over here, he just despaired, disappeared. Still not clear how a brother can be negated at home when the majority over there placed him on a throne. As with many others, it was the sound, that bluesy sound, that Janis Joplin came around, singing her own pain. Gained her own fame, sounding like a sister, blistering mics, changing the heights of where vocals could reach. She preached on stage her rage and sorrow, her pains of tomorrows, and many followed as she followed many. John Lee Hooker, Janis Joplin, and Jimmy, three shades of J's, all shared a stage, and the way they conveyed was very different. John Lee Hooker with his soulful riffs, Janis Joplin with her vocal bliss, and Jimi Hendrix, the Stratocaster master, copied to this day, though some may be faster. But let me ask you, have you read them? You know, read their lyrics. Often blinded by the music, it's very hard to hear it. Amplified and screaming, often smear it. Acts as bold as love, ball and chain. I'll never get out of the blues alive. The three J's survive in their music. It's played every day, be it influential or a rare vinyl. But by tribute lookalikes, my thoughts are final. Three of the best in their day. Yeah, let the music play. Next artist.
I wanted to write a song about you, but I couldn't find the lyrics to fit, cause with you I have been through some real crazy shit. Death do us part, cut of the wrist, but with you I took a risk, cause to me, well, you were worth it. Your pain became my pain, boldly written in cursive. With you I consoled it, nursed and rehearsed it. But something vital and vitally important I did forget, and it was me. I set myself free to please thee, and me I completely forgot about she. That she too needed to see, that she too had need, that loving oneself is not all about greed. You can't be a successor if at first you don't succeed, and that is what I needed to be. So I had to dust the cobwebs from my mind, and for me, myself, and I had to take some time. And although you felt like I was doing you dirty, committing some form of crime, I couldn't allow guilt to step in for putting you first this time. I mean, in old wineskins, you can't place new wine, and dimming one's light is not cool so often so others can shine. And I've been more than benign growth. I've been refined purpose. I've been assigned, approved, God co-signed. So far too long, I've been singing this song, and don't get me wrong, I love you, but these sweet melodies.
The sensual game of hide and seek, the moments you just feel like you needed to speak, the touch of your shyness trembles the key to setting it free, the way you act behind closed doors, I'm really trying to see, sensation raising the temperature of yours where what's about to happen, invigorating element of not being sure. Intriguing your imagination just to see how much of this secret you can endure. Surprising that I might not be what you've been looking for, but letting both of our energies leak in the same room where time leaves no restraints for us to be fully consumed now. Let what my eyes say put a curve deep in your vertebrae, where the phases of the moon reflections paint across Earth's canvas, revealing the Garden of Eden's location. As I partake in the forbidden fruit, as I listen to the natural music made by a woman's arousal heightened, as the nutrient-filled nectar of the soul slipping begins the eclipse of the mind and body positioning, now Earth, Moon, and Sun as one enlining, where the connection to a goddess has me stargazing, hollering at the heavens. Sasha, in peace.
Oh, I ain't pushed one.
Begin, face. I can't cry. I don't have time to linger in one emotion for too long. Happy, sad, upset, reminiscent of just pure tears of joy. There are too many moving parts, and I fear if I sink too much emotion into one thing, I'll become lost. So many things depend on me to be this statuesque figure burned into the minds of everyone I meet, to be that thing, that substance, that inspiration that might peak growth inside of them. So I cry inside, filling up wells of bottomless remorse for people who tried to hang on too long. It's not you, it's me. I never learned how to attach. I've always been bounced from one situation to another before my synapses could fully adapt to the environment and take heed that they were real. So I smile, because in that crooked grin, I can give you every emotion I wish I could say out loud. My fear, my joy, my pain, my loss, and every emotion that's encapsulated the growth of me and those few pearly whites. So I don't cry in front of people. But if you saw my tears, you are blessed and cursed, because those few precious moments of vulnerable insecurity are something I don't share the world. That is the ultimate trust I can give anyone. Not laughs, jokes, stoic nature, or ability to connect with you on a deeper level, even in just a few moments. But the liquid that drips from my face when the wells overflow, and I just need a moment in peace.
Hints of you. Can't hide the beauty behind the tints of you. Glare, bright like sunshine, making me feel like I hit a gold mine. Jackpot. You are more than worthy of my best shot. Wishing you, missing you, swishing you, like a Stephen Curry jump shot. All net, sweet like candy, tasty as it can get. Makes my mouth wet. Hot like July, and it ain't even summer yet. You see, I just need a little bit. You don't know me yet, but it's about to get real. I need a love that's deep. You might even have to be a complicated freak. You see, I'm looking for those moments you never knew exist. Tempt me to dare. I want a woman who can take me there. Yes, I'm looking for that love sign that says, be aware if there's danger up in here. High passion content. Oh, it's about to get wet. Can't wait till we get home. I need you loving and we're alone. So tell me, can we get real and not pretend so that we can get it in just a little bit? Next poet.
Can I just walk past your bedroom door? Can we skip the formalities of sexuality? I'm searching for something more. This may be a newsflash, but men do want more than just a piece of, well, you know. Can a brother learn your soul? What makes you cold? What raises your temper? Do you like shrimp or detest red meat? My knowledge of you is incomplete. Before we meet in that way, what really makes you want to say yes? And this is straight from the vest. I want to know who I flow with. Not just go with the flow. I mean, that dough is tempting, but what will I be remembering about you? Do you laugh at an old woman falling? Hell, do you find my outfit appalling? Go ahead, I can take it. I'm damn sure not here to fake it. There are so many other things we could do. Daytime playtime is fine, but I date minds, not behinds. If you can dig my trigonometry, do my math and follow me. If all you want is to swallow me, and baby, I got other plans. Next artist.
I wanted to write a song about you, but I couldn't find the lyrics to fit, because with you I have been through some crazy shit. Death due to us part, cut of the wrist, but with you I took a risk, because to me, well, you were worth it. Your pain became my pain, boldly written in cursive. With you I consoled it, nursed and rehearsed it. But something vitally important I did forget, and it was me. I set myself free to please thee, and me I completely forgot about she, that she too needed to see, that she too had need, that loving oneself is not about greed. You can't be a successor if at first you don't succeed, and that's what I needed to be. So I had to dust the cobwebs from my mind, and for me, myself, and I had to take some time. And although you felt like I was doing you dirty, committing some form of crime, I couldn't allow the guilt to step in, for putting me first is time. I mean, in old wineskins you place new wine, and dimming one's light is not cool so others can shine. And I've been more than benign growth. I've been refined purpose. I've been assigned, approved. God co-signed so far. Too long I've been singing your song, and don't get me wrong, I love you. But these sweet melodies I must sing for me, so yeah, I wanted to write a song about you, but I couldn't find the lyrics to fit, cause this song is for me and for me only to hear it. And it took a while. But now I finally get it. Like a warm bath, I'm going to relax, and I'm going to sit in it and enjoy it, my song. In peace.
Where will they go after? Yeah, I was like, send me that shit.
Yeah, I'm dying. Don't even dodge yourself, right?
You think these derisions Paramount show where you say Sandy and I once stood?
Blood is red, bruises are black and blue. Put your hands on me again, and it will be the end of you. A body bag is where you will be, resting in the morgue for your family to see, identifying the body, hating to bring devastation to your mother because you couldn't keep your hands to yourself. I was forced to defend myself. So think long and hard before you lose control. Would you? No, better yet, could you? Allow it to happen to the woman in your family? If the answer is no, you have time to change your evil ways before your name end up on the cemetery, like the headstone engraved with your name. In peace.
You ever looked in the eyes of a woman and felt your heart thumping to the point the nerves she's now has the guitar pick strumming? As you spoke your words out of tune, but now your eyes are singing a melody that you want to become her favorite song, but is she listening closely? While you're wondering if she's feeling the vibe that you've seen to you so strong, driving you crazy, the combustibility of the chemistry can make this moment scary. So what actually happens in reality can vary. Maybe bringing out the boldness of pure insanity or playing the position of mystery, which is uncanny, or the fluctuation of fear that might make me run for safety. Now, surprisingly, I am all three. The confessions through poetry, the normality that trying to be a hybrid brings out the moments of madness that I've tried to expose to a few, the chambers of the fifth element of who I be. The unsuccessful percentage is overwhelming, and at times it affects what I let be seen. Some of my persona gets hidden in the asylum as the essence of a woman turns them into a fiend with insatiable appetite, not just for the body, but for the conversation of deeper insight, challenging my mentality, the emotional connectivity that creates bonds of longevity where we can later smile at the memory, the moments of basking in destiny as we share unforgettable stories of how love is and should be, but being unseen socially, so all of that becomes a could be. If I move differently, trying to stand out instead of blend in, even the rules that I live by, most can't comprehend why I haven't morally been able to bend, because I've experienced love that was limitless to any human. I've had conversations that extend past constellations into a galaxy of potential and expectations. I've shared the stream of every emotion. I've lived moments of fantasy where I've submitted to admiration. I've even realized every contrast while enduring the sensitivity of time as we intertwine, surprisingly. Seasonal sensations come with a date of expiration. Now, as I try to tempt the inquiring mind to read between lines of my flaws, of my personality's design that's cut for moments of clarity, where passion has colored it, where experiences have elevated my open mind, thoughts that it will be valued enough for someone to care for all of it. As I continue to shine, Sasha, in peace.
You think the Deep Division's Paramount show, where you say Saturday and I once stood, somewhere in between the passing up or giving a fuck, multiple incursions got us shelterless. The ice storm has pierced holes in the sun. Posh has love racing and streams of drugs blotted in pacification. Has the blood clots come unsung? Rallying into frailty's breast, 72 hours plus again, these visages of weary eyes do tell stories. On the lack of completion in your stalled progression, failing to harness ability amplified. Regular fuck-offs make no worthy prize. Fallacies seen, only eerie accounting has sprung out. Diverting crevices to stew within your speaking elevation amongst bot flies, defecating larvae. How's the girth of an elephant not disclosed? This test is festering, stuck better than a stool. Package. Glass lit ramekins to exhume frosty hues, spit our pipeline size 2 at expressions failing, shelving reminiscent years of too stubborn, drunk, or foolhardy to escape the film. I move we dance in and out of felonious deviancy, plundering from corporate white collar shades, assimilate short fires rampant on circuit boards, alienating senses to stagnant ends we toss. Sucking the passing into another solution, failing to rescue the fractions of optimism you once carried. Completely demolished emotions through the air, typing the passing of another faded syringe. Reduced to frantic betting on a better high. Deal out or blow out if your lease is already under will. Definitely try to coerce past, jaggedly defragmented in these vessels now asunder. In peace.
Last round.
Begin peace. I am not looking for the woman of my dreams. I've already been with her several times through different faces, and each time I am snapped back into reality. Each time I get exactly what I'm dreaming about in all the perfect proportions. I wish I could say this was a metaphor and play it off as poetry, but the reality of the situation is I need to imagine deeper. I don't need the person who's going to be everything I ask for, and that right there has been my problem. I keep asking for everything I want instead of the things that I need. Someone who is going to mystify me at every single turn. Well, every moment with them is something I could never dream of. No predictability, just the ability to learn and grow with them as we strengthen our bond. I'm just tired of going around in the same circle, bumping into people who have everything I want but not everything I need. Replaying the same episode like it's my favorite sitcom, and I just can't leave the couch. Not willing to venture outside my comfort zone and see what the world is really like. Stuck in the same mold with a different face and maybe a few new personality traits. Women that I want to go deeper with, but I've already seen the last episode of this show, and there is no season 2. Just a cliffhanger of a plot I thought I was beginning to enjoy. So I'm leaving this fantasy and stepping out of my door of comfort. I'm not looking for someone who's perfect for me. I'm searching for the person that, when I put down my crown, they're willing to see me for the person who I am and not run away at the first signs of disaster or cancel the season because of a disagreement between the writers and producers. I just want to be off script, out of my head, and the reality that I've built for myself. Where she has stories she's never told anyone and is willing to set down her crown beside mine to create a new story out of these lost chapters we've lived through. In peace.
I wanted to write a love poem surely would be a thousand moments to come. Like your dreams, I wanted in, so I gave my charm. Asked a question, do you want some? Knowing I needed you to be that conviction, giving in to your hunger, being the answer when your love echoes surrender. Now, back to the question. Like a request you needed, my wanting to be into you, demanding I got you. This was round two, the give in, because you like me hadn't had enough and a little bit more wasn't going to be too much. I could never say no, saying it was no strings attached. Next poet.
An open door knows no grief, so I'll be brief. Mental psychosis posed this question, and man, what a lesson. I cavil at the gavel that calls this a blessing. Our actions intent. What incorporeal feature keeps you from being rancor? I felt that anger before, dealt it before. Intricate lines from a mind that's bifurcated. I'm a defender of Chasinda. Then I tend to my tendencies of being me. So recipitous in my attempts to be babuchious. How ridiculous that I take me so serious. The sultry stories dismantle the perception. One has no choice but to see. Be ye blind and ear to blither? Old English 800s, come hither to my slither of chicanery. I am draconian in knavery, a rub-off of slavery. Hell, I don't know the half of me. I don't have to bloviate or degust. I trust I'm damn sure not rococo. I just like certain things. I'm just like certain things. Our actions intent. Fatuous. There are facts to this. There are acts to this. A quietus, if you will. I'm applying this distilled old number 7. Will you kill a happy ending? Heart, I ask myself the query of my own life. I couldn't define this ever catastrophe, much less find the correct spelling. There I go telling again in between lines in my pen. Too truculent, too visceral, so serial in nature, so delusional, so confusing you, so eager to guttle. So truculent, no panache. I'm just evanescent, not innocent of any of this. Thrill me. Next artist.
I died last year. Yes, I died last year, and I shed so many tears before I died last year. The coroner never came, and no death certificate held my name, but I died last year just the same. Sometimes I still can't fathom that I died. Nothing about me survived, even my eyes. Vision, gluttonous of lies, they too surely died, and my body never entered a temple. But my mental was the first thing that was deceased. See, it went from chaotic to peace, and I died last year. And I'm still dying, and I want to die. And I'm desperately trying. I want to keep on dying. I've never been placed in an urn. Yet fires within me begin to burn. burn the toxic negative germs, people, places, and things that were life-sucking worms. Yeah, they are still alive, but not inside. I died, Lord, I cried, I survived, yet I died. Ajee, I died, reincarnated queen, long live Nubian being, third eye seeing, I'm surviving, some being. Dreaming to manifestation, God's creation, evil annihilation, kingdom infiltration. I died. Now more than ever, I'm alive. Old self, nosedive. Resurrected self, formulation, transferred wealth, knowledge of self. Selah, in peace.
From the heavens, signals become my conductor. Cutie might be shocking in dreams with my mother crazy, facing fears surprising. What happens when you discover no bull if it haven't heard? I speak a little louder, no more stalling, most full of it. Show them you with the shit. Adaptation's easy. Ben Franklin Gates, the hunt, leaving clues that could be changing fates. Make her smile, light up while getting a different peek at you. Been watching so long, life needing to change the view. Been through everything except wedding rings, and I'm still balanced. The negative made me step back without hardening in silence, showing me where I came from and things I've been through, and heart never went numb, just seeing warnings because all of us have trust issues I haven't overcome. As my soul sings old Negro spirituals, it gives the world a whole different visual. Real is real, wrong is wrong. But I'm balanced, speaking my mind is how I will rebuild. Getting up after every fall is how I stay strong. Not even my poetry superficial. It's what I feel. Usually the cloth that I'm cut from is a material that's textured to caress a feminine skin, have them getting comfy, them seasons was dreaming, and had a purpose. So now I'm ready for love, loyalty, and longevity to surface. I've been waiting, but looking like I had to catch them off guard and show one her worth is treasured beyond measure of the past that might have left scars. I'll keep kissing each one softly until they're distant memories. The heart seems to be the last thing a woman will give. Always so recognizing the personality, so I approach your mentality, tap into your sensitivity while we constantly create new memories. Trust is a must because everybody has insecurities. In peace, Sasha.
She loves not every curve, every role I possess. She loves every touch, my every thought, as my word caresses her inner thought, her inner being. She loves my joy, my happiness, my laughter, my vulnerability, my emotions, my pain. She loves the way I make her melt from the inside out. Give her something to think about, pondering and wondering about. She loves my chocolate skin, my full red lips, my chunky thighs and wide hips. She loves everything about me, everything I don't. Learning to accept it, it's my body to love. For if I don't love everything about myself, then why the hell should she? In peace.
The pulsing vibrations run rampant and self-indulgent flounderings of human nature, be a woman or man, opposed by autocratic inertia of evolutionary lapse, a redundant occurrence of what once had set plans, thwart intuitive scholared rhetoric attempting stimuli, which one expects to divert such deviant fleeting, broken now as laughter echoing in solitude's box, left unattended in such unwelcoming terrain, somewhere between comatose and the vibrant, it got lost. And spinning sideways, we're stuck. Memories, those ghosts you coddle when there's no one left to reason your insolence at hand. Moments that twist visual inceptions to dark scenery, shadowed and chromatic sepultures on citadel drums, attempting to ascertain decrepit cohesion spewed about a reality you can no longer feel the impact. Some would revel in such bounty found in willed solace of the separation of cerebral canyons so vast. Your insight, an atrocious onslaught of adder-infused allegations of why the fear is where you now stand. Analyzed in solitary abandon of which fires fray, you have empowered the personal hell addressed. Rather dire stipulations ensnared these nuances, filling quagmires, ran deplorable and fractured minds. Sporadic, the trails of clandestine hues floating into an abyss, one as such you must follow infinitely. And attempting to proceed on something so surreal and true, the reasoning avoids the instance you complete. Breaking static ions cue a quota of fortitude run flat, passing a stature you no longer possess, shires in. However, I only see the psychophant. You always were indeed a plight of grounded derisions thought to be grand. Crashing infestations of intolerable instances once serene, now only a graveyard of lost meaning without tracks. Stake the vision in territories of which I take the greenest. Flaunt my excellence over your excremental scraps. Welcome you running a self-loathing dying instance, riding on the lakes of fire, burning the soul you tossed. Bright infusion, shatter the moments, now lost. It is here. And what's become, which separates the two. And peace.
You're ruling the way that I move, and I breathe your air. You only can rescue me. This is my prayer. If you are mine, if you are mine, I wouldn't want to go to heaven. There you go, floating through, a welcome sight to my soul. You read to me and talk of life. You manifest plans in which we are we. You see, you are really digging me. I say your name just to hear it said. I'm in my feelings about your feelings. What madness is this that's got me silly? You call on cue to see what's wrong. You can feel me thinking for far too long. I stare at the phone wondering who sent you, wondering if I manifested you or are we just mental. Every little crazy thing you do makes me know it's always been you. High as hell on poetry and what you're saving just for me. A romance captured in likes and letters, and nobody does it better. My heart is wide open. I'm savoring this moment. No matter what the future brings, in this moment, my heart sings. I'm not used to sharing my view of me. I don't tend to trust too easily. Doing something to my heart, you see, got me giving my single flag the knee. I have a tendency to bitch, but you don't seem to give a shit. when you pull back and say, come and get it. Oh, I love that shit. I take another hit and start to spin. There you go, floating through my head again. And that is that piece.
That
pass our way out of our constriction. Gonna be freaking up and down the hang up alleyway. With a groove I only got, we shall all be moved. Ready or not, here we come. Getting down on the one which we believe.
One nation.
Again, peace. I am here to break you. No matter how much talent you possess, how strong your support system is, how much blood, sweat, and tears and time you give, you are my piece of clay to mold. Life on this side of the camera will scare you to death. If you make it through the spotlight, all the obstacles it takes to become worthy of a name, see your image repeated by people you will never meet, you will be reborn in my image. Your fate is not guarded by any genre. Every note, every stroke, every eye and ear you pierce with your beauty will feed me until there is no you left. Only the recorded history you leave behind. I am your only friend. This will start off as a silent whisper in the back of your head, slowly getting louder and more deafening. Each time another associate you thought you would be around forever is gone. Every time someone criticizes whatever it is you created, good or bad, I will grow louder. Every friend you lose, every family member that is lost to time or this plane of existence, every time you fall and every time your name is spoken, I will consume your thoughts. I am here to break you. But if your art is strong enough to bend and not break, you will change the world. And peace.
Seasoned and well preserved, only suitable for an exclusive palate and can maintain my twang, the sweetness, the richness, the bitterness of my black essence, daily present, hesitant to the majority, but to you, now you have seniority. Priority. I present your majesty, your delicacy, our intimacy, delicately raising the bar intensely, foreplay intermission, and you have acquired permission. Enter in with crafted precision. Give me everything you got. Me, see, I'm attracted to ambition, and I feel like singing. And you sure enough slanging, mandingo. You are indeed a musician, technician, too good to be true, and most deaf. You got to be a politician. And I'm politically incorrect. Perfectly erect, nothing more and nothing less. And you, well, you've been blessed, and you damn right I checked. Stop, please, don't stop. Desire, division, multiple positions, and you're writing on my wall. Super. And I'm trying to hold out on coming to fruition, but I'm hungry. Nutrition, right there. Mercy. You about to sign on my dotted line. Now give me what's yours, and I'm going to give you what's mine. The deal's been sealed. Requisition. All right, baby. I'm gonna fix you a nice meal. In peace.
Candle love. With each flick of the flame, eerie shadows dance as we do. Contrasts of dark and light mingle. I hear the gentle tingle. Shards of colored glass on strings ring. To sting as one tiny drop of wax falls. Walls constricting around me grab my phallus with malice. I hold a golden chalice filled with cool wine. Raise the toast in victory. I tilt it slowly. It drips on the spot once hot. I peel back the old opaque pattern. It flesh made red send endorphins to my head. I stretch the walls of my captor, the rapture, the bliss, the twist of our bodies. A knot begins as one candle ends as I tie my host to the post. Almost like a star spread out so far. Though there are no bounds to be found, it's just the sound of my voice that holds her. Feathery touches, glancing blows with my tongue. I trace the shape biologically, anatomically correct as I swept her inner lips. Push the glow from refracted light, another drop of wax from the candle's bite. Her extremities stay splayed, and we played this game before. This time, no welt she wore. She's given in completely. Sweetly, I caressed her body. I uttered the words, "You're free." My star-shaped date laid on her side, and I guided myself behind her. Arm draped like a cape and soft kisses on her nape. We cuddled as the second flame gave its last puff of smoke. As I lit the third, I heard her whisper, and I kissed her and blew the candle out. Candle love, no doubt. Next artist.
I find the show, rhyme till it's time to go. I'm designed to blow, my mind's inclined to flow. Yo, my MO making all kind of dough from the info that Rakim showed, you know. Yeah. Sometimes I'm real deep, sometimes I'm real slick. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick. Sometimes I don't rhyme, sometimes I talk shit, but you know and I know how I go when I flow. Every time I do a show, dropping bars that go. There's something within me, something defends me, something befriends me, that something is poetry. Its plug is fitted to my socket, clears the trials on my docket. Power surging with this pen, getting one more poem in. Cruising these shows like I'm on the strip, dropping it on them double time, expecting a tip. But put pennies on the needle for the record to skip. Cruising these shows like I'm on the strip, and sometimes I just trip. Poet on the prowl, fiending for the hot mic, notebook and pen to keep close what I write. Spitting what I like, sometimes when I hit it, I get real sick with it. Even my blues is rhythmic. I find beats in the rain, beating through my pain. Even the kind that's consensual can leave you longing for something more sensual. Stripping down to soft brown round me, I step into trapped rain, letting it fall all around me, washing away the trappings of a bad day, using the dark stream to float away. The course, my dark thoughts to the drain follow. A joining flash flood of pain will also go. I defy the laws of gravity and dare earth to hold me. Airbound and airborne, I spit the tales of the earth told me. Too many layers to let the wrong thing mold me. Just another way that I let go when Dark Joy Child bites Rakim and then decides to flow. And that's that piece.
They say the goodness in life belongs to those who believe. So I believe. Yes. I start to think, and then I sink into the paper. Like I was ink when I'm writing, I'm trapped in between the lines. I skate when I finish the rhyme. And yo, I start to think, and then I sink into the paper. Like I was ink when I'm writing, I'm trapped in between the lines. I skate when I finish. My pop said he was in love when he made me. Thought about it for a second, wasn't hard to see. I could hear he was sincere, was a game of promotion. The entire affair's probably charged with emotion. When love call your heart, I guess you got the pursuit. 12-11-7-3, my life is testament. Freeze of beneficent. Element that breath. The void in the form to make love manifest. I spent my early years in Roosevelt Projects. It was a bright valley with some dark prospects. In 83, Benny C was the host with the most. I listened to the rap attack and held the radio close. I listened to the rap attack and held the radio close. This was far before the days of high glamour and post. Ayo, power from the street light made the place dark. I know a few understand what I'm talking about. It was love for the thing that made me want to stay out. It was love for the thing that made me stay in the house. Spending time writing rhymes, trying to find words to describe the vibe that's inside the space where you close your eyes and screw your face. Is this the pain of too much tenderness to make me nod my head in reverence? Should I visit this place and remember it to build landmarks here as evidence? Nighttime spirit shook my temperament to write rhymes that betray this sentiment. We live the now for the promise of the infinite. We live the now for the promise of the infinite. And we believe in the promise. Love, 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 yes, yes, y'all. And we don't stop because I start to think and then I sink into the paper. Like I was ink when I'm writing, I'm trapped in between the lines. I skate when I finish the rhyme. I got love, L-O-V-E and I-B. Love, L-O-V-E to M-C. Get love, L-O-V-E and I-B. Love, L-O-V-E-I-M-C. Get love, L-O-V-E and I-B. Love, L-O-V-E to M-C. Get love, L-O-V-E and I-B. The M-O-S-D-E-F and E. Check it out, y'all. My folks said they was in love when they made me. I take the love they made me with to make rhymes and beats.
Can you feel?
The raw deal is all wheel driven.
Right.
Contemplate the essence of beats, rhymes, and living. Beats aligned with the river.
Right.
Designed with the river. Is the eyes keeping good time with the river. I shine with the river. The black star galacticas, your big number fleeting. We ancient like the Abacus. After us, I see must proceed to be trees, sprouting leaves, giving breeze to the we who believe.
I am see.
Which means I must cultivate the herb straight back, straight backs, hard beats and hard work. I beat the funky drummer to soften the hard earth.
Amen.
Pray Allah keep my soul and heart clean.
Amen.
Pray the same thing again for all my team.
Restoration for green.
Head on out to Queen.
Uptown.
The boogie down.
Yo, just look around. Shook up the world.
Like Ali in 6'3".
Right.
I'm reaching a height that you said could not be.
Woo.
I'm bringing the light what you said we can't see. Saw the new day coming.
It looked just like me.
Sun burst through the clouds.
My photo ID.
I bring light to your day.
And raise your degree.
The universal magnetic.
You must respect it.
From end to beginning.
Fresh shoot
and leather. Ever changing but sustaining. Magnificent. Building it now for the promise of the infinite. Building it now for the promise of the infinite. Because I start to think. And then I sink into the paper. Like I was ink when I'm writing. I'm trapped in between the lines. I skate. When I finish the rhyme, I got love, L-O-V-E and I-B. Love, L-O-V-E to M-C. Get love, L-O-V-E and I-B. Love, L-O-V-E to M-C. Get love, L-O-V-E and I-B. Love, L-O-V-E to M-C. Get love, L-O-V-E and I-B. The M-O-S-D-E-F and N-C.
Begin peace. So I learned to stay away from people. People who did not want change. People who were always willing to point the finger at someone else. People who were always ready to complain, but never do anything when it was time to make change. People that stay in front, or behind, but never at your side. People that would give up every time they were told to decide. This took me most of my life in many miserable dead-end trails to circle back around and find out where I failed. I was becoming just like those people. People who would hear a tragic story and feel nothing. People that did not put thought into any of their actions. People who encased themselves in their own perfect bubble. People that shut off to the rest of the world to accomplish only one goal by criticizing the thing I did not want to become. I was also giving energy to what I would become. So I hugged everyone, at the very least shook their hand, to find out what made us so different. A simple acknowledgement to the person right in front of me. Not all hugs, handshakes, or a simple hello led to anything past that. But many of my branches took root. They led to conversations, connections, organizations, and the community of growth I've seen on the uprise. So the best thing I learned to do for myself was stay away from people until I truly found myself in peace.
Crucify my feet, O Lord, I can't dance today. I can't shuffle about and listen to my name, I think is boy. That's all I hear. Or that other one followed by spit. My knees ache so, my Lord, it's hard to stand straight. I guess I've sinned in your eyes. The master's dogs run free. With me? Not so much, not as of late. Didn't know I wasn't supposed to get tired. Didn't know my legs would give out. Thank you for the beatings, Lord. I'm thankful for all you do, Lord. All is done in your name, Lord. Although I can't seem to find those passages. Lord, why in your name am I not your child? Faith comes hard by the weight of these chains. Almost time to dance again, Lord. Gotta get up and smile. Gotta smell and feel that tobacco spit and hear my name of boy and that other one. I'm tired, so tired, but I still serve to the master. I'm nothing but to you, Lord. I know by your grace I live. Crucify my feet, O Lord. I can't dance today. Next artist.
People, they always talking about love. Love. L-O-V-E, gentle kisses, heartwarming self-hugs, yeah, they always talking about love. As if it's soothing as a back rub, but love, well, love is not easy. They say fall in it, it's not a lucky charm, closing your eyes and outstretch your arm, hoping and praying that you don't get hurt, that you are protected from danger and harm is not such an easy task. Wondering always in the back of your mind, is this going to last? Last, will I ever be drunk in love, looking down an empty flask? And will I be able to leave all my past relationships in the past? Because when I see you, the pearls resting up against my chest, I can't help but to grasp. You make me feel childlike. There's a giggle in my laugh. And you constantly run through my mind, beautiful like lavender fields, embraced with light green blades of grass, slowly sliding down my heart's mask, but I'm so afraid. 'Cause on that large black chalkboard in my mind, I'm standing in front of it, and behind it's written in bold white chalky letters that you don't deserve love. And you are not worthy of better. Place my shaking hand on the eraser. I swipe across those words, words on the outside that are never heard. Yet I hear them, and I can't pretend. Positive and negative thoughts blend emotions up and down. I descend, and I fight hard not to believe them. 'Cause I want to be loved. Because, well, I am love. Seeking for all my past wounds to heal, so I can run in love in lavender fields. In peace.
Hand raised with another question, Lord. I know I have so many, but this one is really pressing, Lord. This one has got me stressing, Lord. This one has me second guessing, Lord. You see, he came to see me, and I guess you saw him seeing me, Lord. Now, I know how it looked having been there, Lord. And since you knew it was coming, you knew where to look, Lord. But that second, third, and ninth coming, Lord, that one where we both saw you watching, Lord, what did we make in that pristine moment, Lord? What shook my soul loose from its moorings, Lord? What life sprung from us that is now enduring, Lord? What fire is lit in my very soul now, Lord? What pain threatens my self-control, Lord? Can I have it again and again, Lord? If I cut out my heart, can I stop wanting him back now, Lord? If I promise to focus, will you take away my need to breathe, Lord? Though I've tried, and you know this, if I give it all to you, will you make me numb to shame? If I swear my life to Jesus, will you wash me clean of stain? Can you somehow stop this hunger for this man who takes my life in vain? Am I addicted to customized pain, thinking of myself impervious? I want it again and again. Good night.